Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberen program. That's because Amberen balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-921-8060. That's 1-800-921-8060.
Having the most fun on the way home.
Everyone's out to have fun.
Let's party.
VOX.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Question: have you ever changed your mind about a brand? NBC, President Obama, Mitt Romney, well-known journalist Fareed Zakaria? Well, give us a call at 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. So you can share our and your thoughts about this most provocative question of the day: changing your mind about a brand. And we're also going to have our brand winner and loser. Did you know that? And someone very, very, very special today. He has a new idea for, I'm going to say, a theme park, and I'm going to get heck from everybody, from his communications person. I can't mention the communications person before I mention my guest today, who is the president of Adventure Park, which is located at the Discovery Museum in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and his name is Bahman Azram. And with him today is Tony Wellman, his communications guy, and we're going to talk about this new concept that he's come up with that might even get an old guy like me. I'm going to get hell or heck from my producer because I'm calling myself old. But anyway, because I'm the what I would call the AARP Jack Benny. I'm 59. Now cut that out. And that's that. By the way, that laugh. Yes. Is that of TJ McCormick, my radio partner.
Yeah, you know my brand loser of the day is?
Uh-oh, here we go.
You want to take a wild guess?
I bet you it's the train.
Perhaps the Metro North?
Metro North.
Go on, I'm
okay,
here, baby.
Okay.
I missed everybody last week. Hello, hello, everybody.
And next week as a guest. You can see what kind of fun we're having here. So you got nothing to worry about. Next week, I'm going to have Alan Allegretti. He's the owner, the most handsome restaurateur in New York City.
Until I buy a restaurant.
That's true.
All right,
that's
just true. So we're clear.
Okay.
You guys are wearing pants? That is so embarrassing. I'm the only one who sent me that email?
Anyway, folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands. And whether or not we are talking about personal, professional, or small business, at Brand Talk, we use the same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that you or your company can become the brand you are truly meant to be. And during this hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, TJ McCormick, who you've just heard, will provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show, and we want to hear from you. And, you know, at when we start the interview, you might have some questions that you would like to present our guest today, Bauman and Tony. And you'll be able to do that at 914-636-0110. So, TJ.
Yes.
Okay. We were talking to the introduction was, have you ever changed your mind about a brand? And you weren't here last week. Right. You were away.
Yes.
But there might be something here that you can address because you went away.
Yes.
And you had this, you anticipated this wonderful place that you were going to. You had this great, and it was, we won't mention the name of the place that you went to, and you were disappointed in the brand.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is very relevant. What happened? Why did it not meet your expectations?
The accommodations. That was the problem with our destination. The accommodations were not up to par. And it was one of these things where, you know what you're anticipating. You know, you go to the shore. You go to the shore. And if you're not spending, you know, 10 grand, you know, you spend 10 grand, you know what to expect, you know.
Right.
A nice thing with an ocean view on the beach, you know, that's what you expect with a couple of jet skis at your disposal. That's 10 grand for a week.
Right.
What I was paying, you just don't get what you used to get for 20 bucks a night. No. We definitely took it easy, and we definitely took it easy on the budget. But you know what? You get pictures in the email, and you see what you're supposedly getting, and you know what? It just in the end, it wasn't even the bare minimum. It wasn't the basics. I don't expect a Tempur-Pedic bed, you know what I mean? But I expect at least a bed that doesn't concave in the middle.
Well, I got a better bed.
Kabish.
Kabish. But the worst would have been the spring and the you-know-what.
Well, you know what? That's a good point.
Yeah. This is Tony Wellman, by
yes,
the way.
Tony.
Yes, Tony. Go ahead.
What price point?
what
price point were you...
I was definitely in the here's the thing. It was definitely on the cheaper side because we're about to go to England in another week and a half.
This
and
royal throne of kings.
That's gonna
this
bury
happy
us.
Breed of men.
We took it easy at the beach because we're going to England and we're doing Dublin and we're doing my wife and I are going to Ireland. So you know that's where we're gonna drop our coins. So we definitely were in the lower third in terms of the week and what I call the lower third, I would say, for a place like where we were.
Yeah, but you still had some brand expectations.
We had expectations. And the thing is, I think, you know, you have a brand expectation because, again, there are basics. There are bare minimums, you know, and really not one of them was met. By the way, okay, here's the thing. You know, when you think of a balcony.
Okay.
Okay. And,
ready for this?
And
folks.
Where we were, the balcony. Or I'll say where we were. I'll say where we were. We were in Ocean City, Maryland. Okay, New Jersey. Ocean City, New Jersey.
A wonderful place to be.
We were in Ocean City, New Jersey, and in Ocean City, New Jersey, about 99.8% of the places have these massive Victorian decks and balconies where you have like the equivalent of a dining table out there and people gather and they, you know, most balconies I'll paraphrase an old vaudeville joke. When I was out on our balcony, I had to go back inside to change my mind.
What a mean.
The heck out of here. Anyway.
Take my wife, please.
That's how small it was.
So small.
Yeah, exactly.
The mice were a hunchback.
There you go, exactly.
Oh, wow. Wait. Get a
so, you know,
shot. There you
so
go.
So it was a big letdown. You know, it was a big letdown. But at the same time, you know, the three-year-old had a wonderful time. She was completely oblivious.
Well, you know why? Well,
that's one thing. You bring this up.
Because the week before,
yes,
you also went on or off on NBC.
Yes.
And I was at Hofstra University, and I was with the dean at the communications department, and his wife works for NBC, and he said that they're all very excited about NBC because they have record number of viewers.
Right.
You were going No. Actually, people watching the events, even though there was a time lag.
Right.
And what this theme we're doing here is this idea of changing your mind. You and I both kind of felt that maybe NBC had missed the boat, and in reality, gee, they did a good job.
Well, look, people are going to watch. Of course they're going to watch. And with more television,
okay.
I'm saying is that people had no choice. If they wanted to see at certain times, if they wanted to see, they got better. They enhanced their web coverage. They enhanced it. And actually, I'll tell you what the other thing is about the whole brand of American broadcasting. Any chance that I got to watch an event, even when I had the choice of watching it on TV or online, I would watch it online because very often online there was no commentary or there was very sparse BBC commentary. No Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira to dummy everything down for me.
Right.
You know, I watched the entire closing ceremonies on the BBC feed online. No commentary whatsoever. Yeah. When I watched it later, out a couple hours later, sure enough, there was a surprise appearance by Eric Idle from Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Ryan Seacrest. Okay, here's the entrance. I know that Eric Idle is making his surprise appearance in 3, 2. Seacrest comes up. And here is from Monty Python, Eric Idle, before he even sticks his head out of the hole. I'm sitting there going, case in point, these American commentators are stupid. They are, or rather, they think we're stupid, and they think we're vapid, that we need to be spoon-fed everything. So next year, I'm going to, next time.
Where there's never a break in conversation. It's nothing but constant discussion. Words.
Yes.
Words up against words up against words. Nobody can get a thought in edgewise.
Brand Talk. 1460 on your AM dial. WVOX. We have, as our guest, Mr. Bahman Azam, who is the president of the Adventure Park in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We have Tony Wellman, his communications man. We have TJ McCormick. We'd love to hear whether or not you've changed your mind concerning a brand. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. So
we should add that the one person that hasn't said anything is the president of the organization.
Well,
he's the thoughtful, intelligent one.
Yes, we understand that, but we're appreciating his brand, and he's going to talk exclusively on the theme park. But we don't want to really, unless you
muddy those waters.
We don't want to muddy those waters. We want to have a clear delineation of the man, the brand, the project.
The experience.
The experience, right? But I mean, you can just chime in. We'd love to hear from you, but I just chime in.
It's wonderful just sitting here and listening to all of you, just absorbing all this information.
Yes.
So that when I come on, maybe I can sound a little intelligent.
No, you will sound
but
very
intelligent. But you do kind of wish I would shut up, don't you? Don't you wish I would shut up
now,
already?
No, I can see
in his voice.
Okay.
I can see in his eyes. He was looking at you guys when he said, I'd love to hear you guys play. He shot me a look.
Actually, we are very curious about something you two started to talk about. Could I just
sure,
ask you about
absolutely.
Because you were asking TJ about his experience with this hotel, and my assumption is your whole point was that this brand, this hotel, overpromised and underdelivered.
Wow. Yes, that's overpromised, underdelivered. Absolutely, you encapsulated it perfectly.
Which will not be the case at the Adventure Park.
No,
we'll talk about in a few minutes.
We deliver, baby. The Adventure Park delivers.
It looks fat. Okay. And my wife, by the way, let me just give her just a quick. This I live in Westchester, and I have a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old, but I have a 3-year-old, and I got to tell you, Discovery Museum is absolutely a destination for anyone in the tri-state area. Moms around the New York metropolitan area. From southern Massachusetts all the way to from southern Rhode Island all the way to northern New Jersey, they get on 95 and they go.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a destination.
The museum is great for the mind,
yes,
and understanding science and the world around us, and the Adventure Park behind it,
yes,
ties in with that in terms of science and natural science and mind-body health.
Oh, it's brilliant.
We'll tell you all about that later.
We're talking about it today. It's great.
Okay, and now what we want to also
you
talk
have
about
things on this show.
So. Because we have the winner and loser, which I'm kind of alluding to. We have a did you know that, and then we have this wonderful interview about the Adventure.
Well,
Park.
Did you know that I can sit back and enjoy what you're about to say?
We're not going to do that right now. Don't produce the show. My producer Jonathan is getting nervous because he sees another. He's off site.
Okay.
Now cut that out, Tony.
Let me just talk about JT.
Please don't get upset when I give him a compliment. But you have the best. In my next life, I am going to have a Tony Wellman voice. Where the women are strong, the men are good looking. You have that great, great voice.
JT, go on.
No, we can't go on. What I have to do is to talk about the question of the day.
You are the brand doctor. You know brands. You know imagery. Know what it all means.
Yeah.
That's why we're listening.
Okay. All right. If my mother is listening in heaven, she's going to say, now, Johnny, don't believe a thing that Mr. Wellman is telling you.
No, but what we love is your show brings branding down to earth so that everybody can use and understand what it's about and use it in their daily lives.
Yes, and with TJ, he always puts the funny spin, and I'm his straight man.
Oh, I
think I'm a...
He's my Dean Martin.
You're the funny guy.
He's my Dean Martin.
Hey, everybody, love somebody sometimes.
Mr. Martin.
Anyway, but there is another... item that I want to talk about, and he's a brand that I really, really had a lot of respect for, and I'm a little disappointed in what he did, and that's Fareed Zakaria from CNN. Mm-hmm. He got caught plagiarizing. I shouldn't laugh, but he got caught plagiarizing, and here's somebody who went to Yale, was on the Yale trustees, and plagiarized. And a lot of the new folks, the youngins, kind of like poo-pooed it. But the established people, the established journalists really took a very, very hard line. And this might be a very, very hard for him to...
Dent his credibility, dent his brand.
Well, yeah. He's going to be perceived very, very differently. And as a result, he's considered my loser of the week.
Huh.
Okay. And the winner of the week, our brand winner of the week, is NBC for being able to, with the naysayers like you and me, TJ, poo-pooing what they said they were going to do. They did a very good job.
They did a very good job. And they did play a little catch-up because naysayers like me, I was one of actually probably hundreds of thousands. They took a beating when it came to the opening ceremonies, for example. They continued to get some guff throughout the next couple of weeks. And then, as I mentioned, I was able to watch the closing ceremonies online.
Right.
So they did take heed, and they did change their MO throughout the game,
right,
and enhance their coverage. I would take the Zechariah, that guy. I would take that brand loser a step further myself, and I would say that it's either the establishment media writ large, or in the macro or in the micro, CNN. Because CNN just, boy, oh boy, they just cannot stop. They can't get out of their way. Whether or not it's a plagiarizing featured reporter or editorial guy, whatever. I don't think he's a journalist. He's an editorial guy, I believe, at
no,
CNN.
No, he's a journalist.
Is he a
commentator?
Okay,
no,
so,
author.
And I try to avoid CNN at all costs. Anyway, there is, so you have that. You have this. I'm just going to tweak people. This gal. Soledad O'Brien, who's caught on air debating a conservative whilst taking, literally reading talking points from a leftist website printed out called Talking Points Memo. Somebody had a freeze frame, a screen capture photo of her in the middle of the debate. And what they did was they blew up the picture, and they realized what she was holding in her hand was not a note from her producer, but in fact a printout of Talking Points Memo, a leftist website.
Oh, well, that's where, okay. That was, yeah.
Okay, and this started. So in other words, CNN, they are experiencing all-time low ratings at CNN. They cannot get out of their own way.
Okay, and so this reinforces what I'm saying. Now, does that kind of information and that kind of data change our minds concerning a brand? This is WVOX. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. We're on 1460 on your AM dial. And we ask you to give us a call at 914-636-0110. This is Brand Talk. We'd love to hear from you. Have you changed your mind about a brand? Here's something. And I'm not talking politically as much as I'm talking so much. What is your perception now that of President Obama and, of course, Mitt Romney? There are two situations there that, or two brands, I should say, that have caused a little bit of controversy on both sides. And Brand Talk, we try to take this right up the middle and look at it not from a partisan point of view, but from a brand point of view. So what happens to brand Obama? What happens to brand Romney? And so maybe you have some ideas on that. That's 914-636-0110. Love to hear from you.
And it's going to get more and more interesting as the election goes on.
I think so. I'm going to be a little honest here. I personally, we had this discussion.
Yeah.
Is from a brand perspective, I thought that Mitt Romney's choice of Ryan was probably not a good brand choice. It would be like McDonald's saying, we're not going to serve salads anymore. All we're going to do is serve hamburgers and make sure that the fat content. And if those people like it, that's great. And if they don't, and that's wonderful and terrific.
Right.
But if you don't cast a larger net, problems exist. And
sure.
I think what happened here is that you with Ryan, it was more of the same as opposed to it invigorated the base. But is that going to get independence? But some of the data shows differently. So I don't know. All I'm saying is that from a brand perspective, mm-hmm. I'm not talking from a political perspective. Maybe politically they did the right thing.
Right.
I don't have any idea about that. But from a brand perspective, and that's what we do here on Brand Talk.
Yeah.
We use the brand model to analyze and predict outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's So that's what we try to do in a nonpartisan way. So I just wanted to, I don't want to get anybody in trouble here.
No, you know I think you've been very even-handed.
Well, that's what I try to be fair and balanced. But anyway.
It's all about, brands are about people's, the public's perception of what something means to them.
That's
and
exactly.
serving needs.
That's
serving
right.
Serving their needs.
And you know, when you talk about a brand is more than a name. It's the name. It's what how people perceive the name. And then thirdly, how are you going to promote the brand? And when we talk after the break to the president of the Adventure Park, we're going to talk about those very things and how you position or what comes to mind when I mention the Adventure Park. Is it a traditional theme park? Or is it something more? As you like to say, Tony, it's the first. It's there's no place like it on Earth.
There is. It's hard to say what your expectations are, except to say that you will find it a great deal of fun. It's the only thing of its kind in the area.
I love it. Fun. I love it when you say fun. Now, by the way, folks, if you have a small business. And you would like to come on and discuss as a guest, as we have my friend here, Bauman and Tony, talking about their respective businesses. If you'd like to come on, give me a call at 914-636-0110 or email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. And we might be able to set something up where we can talk about your business brand and get free advice over the phone.
May I chime in here?
Sure.
Because I've known you. You've been on Madison Avenue for years.
Oh, go ahead.
A long time.
Now cut that out.
So this invitation you're giving is a great invitation. You're basically giving small businesses the opportunity to get thousands of dollars worth of great marketing advice.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I'll be able to leave.
If you're
the studio.
Starting a small business, guys, you got to call this guy. Call him. It's
914.
You're never going to get a better
right.
deal.
Or the best way to get me would be at doc@brandtalkradio.com.
Tell us about your business. Tell us how it's going. Tell us if you built it.
Yes.
Huh? Yep. I'm sorry. What? I just fell off the balance beam. I'm sorry. No. That wasn't very bipartisan.
No, that was very good. That was very good.
Now cut that out. Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We will be talking about after the break. We're going to talk about the
new and exciting.
Now cut that out.
Zip lines.
Oh, did I let that
zip lines?
Slip out?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to do the Did You Know That, and we're going to have more of a discussion on the different brands of the day, like Domino's Pizza. You know about Domino's Pizza? They're getting rid of pizza. It's going to be Domino's.
Get out.
Yeah.
Because they've got the sandwiches.
Were they facing to Starbucks?
Yeah.
I wonder when you were talking about that.
Yes, that's right.
Starbucks got rid of coffee.
Well, when was the last time anybody called it Starbucks coffee?
Well,
right?
We're going to have a very interesting
discussion. But it's interesting, though.
And that with the president of the Adventure Park after the break.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. The FBI says Floyd Corkins, the suspect in yesterday's shooting at the Family Research Council, had a box of ammo and a backpack full of sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
Police allege the 28-year-old Corkins, who lives in Herndon, Virginia, opened fire at the FRC headquarters yesterday morning, wounding security guard Leo Johnson. Corkins now facing at least two serious charges. One charge, assault with intent to kill while armed, carries a maximum sentence of 30 years. And if convicted, he could get another 10 years for the interstate transportation of a firearm.
Fox's Steve Santani, the head of the conservative Christian group, blames organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which describes the council as a hate group. On Wall Street, the Dow gains 85 points, the Nasdaq up 34, the S&P plus 10. Facebook stock hitting a new low after a ban that prevented some investors and insiders from dumping shares expired. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast, Westchester County and the vicinity for tonight, mostly clear, overnight lows falling back into the middle 60s. Friday, mostly sunny, increasing clouds on Friday, highs will climb into the upper 80s. Cloudy skies with thunderstorms possible, Friday night lows into the upper 60s. Chance of a shower thunderstorm on Saturday, highs into the lower 80s, partly sunny, could be some showers and thunderstorms near 80 on Sunday. Partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms near 80 on Monday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
86 degrees in New Rochelle.
You've been working way too hard on the way home.
Have some fun
with VOX.
WVOX.
Brand Talk, we're back. It's Dr. John Tantillo, T.J. McCormick, the president of the Adventure Park, Bahman Osram, who has a great, exciting new concept in theme parks. He is the president of Outdoor Venture Group, a company which designs, builds, and manages aerial ropes and challenge courses. It's with great pleasure that I welcome to Brand Talk, Osram. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Very good. Welcome to Brand Talk.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about this park that you have. Can a guy like me, who's not in great shape like you are, folks, this man is in such great shape. I wish he's got zero body fat. He looks great. Can a guy like me enjoy myself here?
No problem at all. In fact, we've built the park so that everybody, especially families, can just enjoy it. This is something that's been going on in Europe for close to 20 years. And I actually encountered one of these in Europe, and it was my family. We all went into one together. We had no idea what an adventure park is. We thought it was some sort of a water thing or not quite sure. But our friends were going, so we go, and we all had the greatest time.
Yeah. Why was that, you think? What is it about this park that makes people happy or smile or brought you together?
First of all, it's built in such a way that you don't have to be fit. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be coordinated. You don't have to be any of those. So everybody can go, and they can all pick their own level and stay with it.
Uh-huh.
And so it really does encompass everybody's athletic ability to whatever that is.
Okay.
So that's number one.
Okay. And what is it? Are there ropes or what do you do?
Well, it's what is known as an aerial forest ropes park. Now, a lot of people have
said that again.
An aerial forest ropes park.
Okay.
Okay. What this means simply is we have a forest with trees, and between these trees we have different platforms at different heights.
Okay.
And connecting the platforms are ropes or steel cables.
Mm-hmm.
And with different bridges between these platforms, with little obstacle courses that you must learn to navigate from one platform to the next.
Right.
Or sometimes we have a zip line. People are familiar with zip lines.
Now, see, now you're talking. Because yeah. I will never wait. With me, I never wait online. And every zip line I've seen, the lines went from here to the cosmos. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Doctor, if we could get you.
I might very well do this. You know,
well, so if we could get you in the suit,
you're going to get on a zip line.
I'll get on a zip line. Yes,
please let us know. We want to take pictures because I want to get a picture of you in this marvelous linen suit.
I would do it
with
in
your
the
Panama hat.
I would do it with the in full regalia.
Can one ride a zip line with one hand while the other hand holds a fedora?
No, I would have
a little strip, a little strap on the chin strap on the fedora.
There you go.
So just think about the fun you had as a kid climbing trees or climbing anything when
I
you
never
were a kid.
Climbed a tree.
All right, well. Well, you climb something.
I'm not a tree. I mean, I did climb. I have a picture of me in the tree getting some apples.
There you go.
But
so
I was
how did you
very,
get
very young. I don't remember. I don't know if there was a crane. I don't know if there was a ladder. I don't remember. But it certainly wasn't. Because I was always overweight.
Yeah,
you know, but that's not to worry about at your wonderful park.
It isn't. I mean, we do have a weight limit. The weight limit is 265 pounds, but we build a course for 5,000 pounds. So it's not an issue that, you know, if you're 270 pounds, you're going to break it.
Right.
It's just that we have certain obstacles. We have these things called tunnels. We have these cables that you have to go under. So you may not be able to fit through some of these things if you're too big.
Right.
But it's something that these bridges, these cables, these ropes, they're wiggling, they're moving, they're ladders that go up.
I think for kids.
I think you'd love it.
I think you'd
be surprised.
I'm the one that said I'll zip. Right. And you were looking at me, Dave McCormick, as if I'm crazy.
I didn't believe one word of it. not one damn word of it.
Now we didn't even mention the basic thing that safety is very important to us there.
Yes.
When you go to this park,
yes.
we have eight different courses to choose from, eight different trails through the trees that you can choose from, starting from introductory all the way to like Super Commando Advanced. Super Commando Advanced.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just kidding. Everybody starts off on the introductory and learns the ropes,
now,
literally.
You might not believe this, but I do work out fairly regular.
Yes.
I do my elliptical, so I'm in pretty good shape.
You'd be fine.
For a guy who's around 80 years old. So, what are you going to say?
Let me jump in here.
He'd be fine.
You're going to love me for this.
Okay.
Both you fellas. JT, as he's putting himself out there in a slightly caricature sort of
he's
way.
Not being fair to
no,
himself.
No, he's not. However, that being said, I submit that somebody like JT, an urbanite, who has climbed nary a branch, let alone a stump of a tree, is exactly the candidate to come to a place like this, to come to the Adventure Park at the Discovery Museum, because this is becoming something. This is an opportunity to discover a part of you that you didn't even know was there.
Absolutely. Very well said.
Yes.
Am I right?
People find this every day. We have people coming out of the park every day. Bauman will tell you their smiles on their face. They surprise themselves.
Proud of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, we get, you check our Facebook page, Discovery Adventure Park, and you will see all kinds of people just glowing about their experience, saying, we want to come back. We're telling our friends. You know, we went for our kids, but we had just as good a time.
Right.
I had a grandmother and her 7-year-old grandson climbing together the other day. It was amazing.
Right.
Wow.
It was wonderful. So we really have no age limit. I mean, you don't have to be super fit. You have to be fair. You know, should be able to
move a little bit. Yeah.
So we say, you know, casually, we say age 7 to 70.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
It can go beyond 70.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
It's graduated. Yeah. Everybody wears a safety harness. So, you know, if you slip, you're just caught in a swing and you climb back in, or we help you back in. So,
well, what is interesting is that most people, you talk about fitness, we talked about this Commando Advanced course.
I was teasing them, of course.
But we do have a course that's named Commando.
Oh, yes.
And I have to tell you, it's very difficult. 90% of the people that come to the park never, ever get to the Commando course.
Hmm.
And they don't need to.
Right.
Most people have a lovely time at the yellows and greens, which are the beginner and the intermediate.
Sure.
And they just love it. And there are certain people that want to go up to that level.
Yeah. See, the competitor in me would say, someday, you know, I would like to do that. Now,
when I ever get there would be another story. Well, this is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. It's Brand Talk. We're talking about the Adventure Park at the Discovery Museum in Bridgeport. We have the president of the company, Baman Azram. And why don't you give us a call if you have a question concerning the park at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. So what is the cost of a day, or is it a day, or what do we...
You come and you buy a ticket that's good for up to 3 hours of climbing. We call it a climb. You're not constantly climbing, but you climb up into the tree.
You call the experience is climbing.
It's climbing, okay. Yes. It's informally. And it's up to 3 hours, which is plenty. Mm. You get a lot done in 3 hours. Each of our courses takes anywhere from maybe 20 minutes to 40 minutes to do, depending on how fast you want to do it or how slow you want to do it. So we have 8 total courses right now. So as you can see, there's more than enough to occupy you for 3 hours.
Right.
We also have a special rate after 5 o'clock of just an hour and a half.
Now I was told that you have multiple locations throughout the United States because here at WVOX, we go... on the internet, we're streaming, so there may be locations that where our listeners can go as well.
How good that you mentioned that, because the Adventure Park, as we said, is a new brand in a new product category.
I love it. And where else are you?
We are actually in the Berkshires at a place called Catamount. It's a ski area that's been around for a very long time.
Sure.
And so that was actually where we built our first park. And then our other park is down just outside of D.C. Okay. We're in a little town called Sandy Spring, Maryland.
Oh, yeah, Maryland. Uh-huh.
Yep. And it's lovely there. And what is really interesting, we talk about brands, obviously, is that we have decided to really brand what we do.
And how would you... In what way?
In two ways. One of them is to build the best possible parks that one can build in any of these locations. So we feel that we don't build it in order to say we're going to make lots of money here. We build it because we want it to be beautiful, to really work well. And if I love it, I feel that other people are going to also love it.
Yeah. Well, what kind of an experience is it, do you think, compared to another theme park? Like if I go to Great Adventure, how is this experience different from going to Great Adventure and going on rides?
Well, that's actually a very good question. We do not cater to thrills. It is all about challenge, not about thrills.
I love it. This is very good branding. This is you hit it. That's very, very important. It's called how to position your brand, and you did that.
And the thing about challenge is that challenge lasts with the person who experiences it.
Oh,
a thrill at a park, you're going to get
it's
for the
fleeting.
Moment.
A thrill
it's
going to
be
fleeting.
Great. Yeah. You'll get that rush, but you go to the Adventure Park, and you're going to get challenged, and you're going to achieve something. So you're going to get a kind of a thrill from that.
Yeah, which
but you're
will
going to get
pay dividends.
Yes. Yeah. So you're going to feel good, and you're going to remember it. It's going to stick with you.
Wow, that's so good. This is Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We're talking to the principal at the Adventure Park, where challenge is the position, not thrills. Give us a call, 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Now, what's the website?
The website is discoveryadventurepark.org.
Okay, it's .org, not .com.
That is correct, because we are working with a nonprofit museum, the Discovery Museum.
Okay.
So it's discoveryadventurepark.org.
Okay, that's now is there anything else that you would like to let us know about? Go ahead.
We've got to tell you, because you're talking about branding, you're talking about marketing and all that. Our greatest marketing, we'd like to produce nice brochures and get on the radio and get press attention, do some advertising, but our greatest advertising literally is word of mouth and its modern incarnation, social media.
Yes.
Because people experience this, and they are evangelizers. They sell it for us.
Yes. No, that's not quite. But I
As
mean,
you can say you can only get someone to buy something once, right?
That is, you hit it. You're absolutely right.
After that, it's up to them.
That's right.
And what?
Go ahead.
What's really quite amazing is that we get 60 to 70% of our customers are repeats. When we have a birthday party and it's a young gentleman or a young a girl who would like to have it there, we love hosting these birthday parties because they come and the birthday person is so proud to bring these people to this place that they have found.
I love it.
Oh yeah, yeah. 8-year-old boys and girls are our best salespeople.
Sure. I'm telling you, I want to go here. Well, you know, I really would like. We really got to do this, TJ. We'll take the girls and we'll do a show there.
Do a remote.
From the
we'll
zip
help
line.
You arrange it.
Now we're and you know, companies are finding it great for their employees to do things together, clubs, scouts, all that stuff. Yeah. They just sell it themselves.
And, you know, honestly, my wife owns owns dance schools for kids. Very similar in terms of the word of mouth notion. You know,
yeah.
I mean, she'll advertise. We have two. We also have a retail shop for a kid. And the difference in approaching the marketing brand, everything advertised, is completely different. The dance school. Word of mouth. The birthday parties are a brilliant way because what happens? You bring in 10 or 15 kids and their moms.
Right.
And the moms, now all of a sudden, I want to do the birthday party. Oh, we're going to do it. Got to keep up with the job. It's a brilliant way technique. And it's built in and it's free.
Well, we're just following what the kids want. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
The kids know what they want.
And it is interesting because it's so difficult to explain what we have there.
Yeah.
That's probably our biggest marketing concern is to really say, okay, we have this wonderful adventure park, but what is it?
Yeah. Right.
And so zip lines, everybody knows about zip lines, and we talk about zip lines. However, if you do too many zip lines, you actually get bored because it's all passive.
Yeah. Sure.
And everything that we do at the park is active.
Right, right.
So it's all about...
I don't think anyone that I can recall anybody saying I was bored when they went there. I've never heard the word bored uttered by anyone going
very
in that
true.
Park.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm very, very impressed. And what I love here, because it underscores what I like to do at Brand Talk, and that is this unique position of a challenge as opposed to thrill. That's what I try to communicate to my clients, and you naturally just said it. I didn't have to say, what is your positioning statement? You knew that. And that's exactly what this is about.
Go ahead. You know what I love? Because I'm sitting here reading the material, and you know it's a brilliant aspect of this? And I'm curious as to if this was always in the initial vision here. The idea that it's self-discovery. It's not like you have, or correct me if I'm wrong, but it, apparently there is no start here and we'll see you over there. Is it basically you make your own adventure within the realm of degree of difficulty?
Yes, it's the degree of difficulty because you do actually, we make these courses and the courses are graded according to difficulty.
Right.
So you will start from one end of this course, but that's the big challenge of building these correctly.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because if you put something very difficult in a beginner's course, then the person who's going through expectations again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They expect something easy. They get to something hard. Right. Then what happens? They're discouraged.
Oh, I'm quitting.
That's right. Yeah. And then we don't see them again.
Right.
So we have to make sure that every course is very much in keeping with people's expectation of difficulty.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We have a caller. What's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi, Dr. Tantillo. My name is Marty.
Oh, Marty. You have called before.
Hello,
haven't you,
Marty?
Marty?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you?
Back. Hi, how are you?
Very good.
This new place.
Yes.
I would suggest that any opportunity they get because of the word adventure and the familiarity with great adventure.
Yes.
I agree with you. They using the word challenging, making the difference between their
yes.
Discovery Adventure Park and any opportunity they can throw that in, I strongly advise.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you very much.
That is
thank you.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know, the other thing, as they were describing their Discovery Adventure Park, I thought of the old days with skiing, the way they used to get people up to the lifts in the old days and jumping on and off the lifts, the skiing lifts. If there's any kind of analogy between challenge and exercise and family.
I love it.
Well, you know, that kind of thing. But well, any opportunity, beginning and middle, Discovery Adventure Park, Bridgeport, Connecticut, you know, anything like that.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, we like to talk about how it's really the same people, same families that do this that also go skiing. And if you think about skiing, it's all about the dad and the mom and the kids all going together. Now, they might split off and do a course here and there differently because one is more difficult. We have the same kind of interaction and the same dynamics that happen. And that is why I think people love it so much.
Yeah.
Because that's they come as a family.
And even during the summer, if the ski slopes around here and wherever they go don't have snow, they try to convert those things into let's see the beautiful land. Discovery Adventure Park, Bridgeport, Connecticut, you said, right? Because I heard Bridgeport.
Yeah, that's right.
I did hear Bridgeport, Connecticut earlier, but then later on it was just Bridgeport. You see, people are just tuning in. They could be dialing and laughing their heads off also with some of the funny stuff you guys go through. then they miss,
right.
You know, your guests. So anyway.
Well,
so
no,
that,
thank
my
you.
Two cents.
And you know what you said here is, I guess this experience is skiing without the snow. That's a ski experience without the snow. Well,
okay.
I'm just trying. Work with me, please.
May I jump in here for a second?
Sure.
If this caller would care to give you her name and address, we'd be happy to send her two tickets for herself or her family members.
How does that sound? You can. They'll take your name and address, Marnie, offline. Why?
Oh, okay. Well, we can still speak to her,
sure,
right?
She'll call.
She's listening.
She'll call back. Okay. So, anyway, the website, once again, is
DiscoveryAdventurePark.org.
Okay. We thank you for coming in.
This was a blast. Thank you so much for having us.
This is
an adventure of its own.
Yes, it was. And now we come to Tony Wellman. And T.J. McCormick's favorite part of the show is Did You Know That?
Love it.
And this is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Have you ever discovered a homemade remedy that worked like nothing else? Well, in 1890, Lunsford Richardson began to build a global empire around just such a mixture. You see, Lunsford Richardson had just taken over his brother-in-law's pharmacy in Greensboro, North Carolina. In addition to a thriving business, he acquired almost 24 family formulas. The concoctions contained the usual suspects of the 19th century pharmacopoeia: castor oil, liniment, and something called dead shot vermifuge. Whew! What a mouthful! A year later, Lunsford had added an exotic new ingredient from Asia. It was called menthol. Soon his croup and pneumonia remedy was flying off the shelves. He renamed the products in honor of his brother-in-law, who had a much catchier name. But it was only after Lunsford's son, Smith, returned from marketing jobs in New York that things really took off. Smith advised his dad to reduce the product line to a single item, the popular croup and pneumonia remedy. Then he made the branding leap that changed everything. At the time, it was common to use the word magic in pharmaceutical names. Lunsford had called the remedy the magic croup salve. His son altered it to vapor rub. And soon the product was soothing symptoms around the world. Today, Procter & Gamble owns and markets the product as the only thing more powerful than a mother's touch. But it was the right focus that made Vicks a household name. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
So we are back. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We have TJ McCormick. We have the president of the Adventure Park at the Discovery Museum. And we have Tony Wellman. And we're here to talk about Vicks Fable Rub.
Well, how about the Adventure Park and Vicks Paper Bro?
Brought to you by.
No, so, we just want to know. We know your listeners are New Yorkers, and
not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Well, actually, no.
So
no,
Connecticutites.
You're all over. Connecticutites.
Yeah, yes. All right. You know,
Jerseyans.
New Jerseyans.
Yeah.
Well, got a bottle.
And it's easy to find us. We're right off the Merritt Parkway in Connecticut, just a mile away from exit 47 of the Merritt Parkway.
Well, how does that relate to Vicks?
Because if necessary, we will carry Vicks paper rub for our customers.
Well, anyway, the whole idea.
No, that was a great story. I'm all kidding.
That's fabulous, John. That was a good one.
Yes.
I was, you know, you had me right up to the last second on it.
Well, yeah. What we try to do is take off, as a takeoff on Johnny Carson's. Did you know that? I did not know that.
I did not know that.
I did not know that. And when I used to go to cocktail parties, what you wanted to do is, you know, have some leave behinds where people would say, I did not know. You know, I learned something from Tantillo. Yeah. And when I used to appear on Fox, the interviewer would say at the end is, you know, when I have you on, I always learn something new. And I thought that that's what we would want to do each week on Brand Talk have a little segment of the show where we would do this. And it's funny because I have a dear friend of mine who is upset when there isn't a new one.
I
spoil people. So we have been, you know, we're in the summer and we've been recycling a few, and I always get heat that why did we do that?
You got a million of them.
I got a million.
You got a million of them.
Well, let me tell you.
Hey, thanks folks, for having us on Brand.
Hey, it was great. And Rim, this is John Tantillo saying, the difference between success and failure is never giving up. See you next week.